To the final, they can sweep the Yankees tonight. This is ABC News. A smarter smartphone? Apple unleashing a free software update intended to inject its first dose of artificial intelligence
overnight into its iPhone 15 lineup.
It'll also be installed on iPhone 15
clouds and very windy at
Apple also pushed through an update to AirPods Pro 2 that'll enable owners to use them as hearing aids.
The
Food and Drug Administration approved the software last month. Marking the upcoming celebration
Thursday,
of Diwali,
Friday,
the Hindu Festival of Lights, President Biden gave a little session
Saturday
of democracy.
A 30% chance of afternoon showers, and 58 with rain likely on Sunday.
America is based on an idea. Literally, the only nation in the world based on an idea. The idea is that we hold these truths to be self-evident. For all women and men are created equal, endowed by their creator, etc.
He urged Americans of South Asian descent to rally around Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Darren Bunn, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Saves him waiting for a rainy day or stormy night.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Before she came into the picture,
she said, "Sometimes you just gotta hold on, and then we'll get through this."
I was missing.
Mom, we are so high up.
Show
me
colors I ain't ever seen.
Here we go.
She took chances.
Learn about adoptable teens from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Public Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Start again. Fine is good, but you
Bucks
need
lose to the Celtics.
Now
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And how the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play. Keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis tonight. Aaron's working out a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport times Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clear for Jordan. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment rather than getting treatment today, getting the treatment all week, and that's for sure. So I don't know where that
comes
she
saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her.
Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
But she
sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sun. sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, V. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds for the majority of the night. They will be closer to sunrise. Temperatures dropping to lower 60s. Breezy south winds. We'll see sunshine to start your Tuesday before clouds on the way. That south breeze continues, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studio.
Jane McNair and Greg Bob.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Chequamegon Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland County. He's going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Don't miss it. Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if you're lowercase, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so great to have you with me tonight. Thanks for joining the show. Wherever you are joining us from in our amazing, gorgeous state, it's great to have you. Screen, the app, Actual Radio, the whole school, it's all good. Hope you had a great weekend. There's a lot going on in the world of entertainment this weekend, in the world of sports. Mentioned in Wisconsin, a lot of fun Halloween stuff. And to go to the party, it did not require costumes. Because I feel like at some age, we are dressing up. You're going to wear that master thing you have, right?
I will, yes.
Okay, and I'll wear my prisoner outfit. So that'll be fun. That's Thursday, folks. Halloween is finally here. It feels like we have been building up to this. I feel like the buildup for Halloween has been like 3 months. And again, I don't know if part of it is like election fatigue, political ads. I am getting so tired of political ads. You can't watch. All I want to do is escape and watch a football game. Or one of my shows is streaming, and it's these the ads sun. That just, oh my gosh, I have to mute it. That's how annoyed I am.
Up
so, that will be over soon. I voted today. Did you vote yet, Conrad?
No.
It ain't I'm never gonna come.
Not November, no. Whatever.
Fifth. Come on, that's a good sign.
Something's wrong.
Let me ask you this. What are you gonna do if the lines are really long?
As long as you're gone.
You gonna gut it out?
I'm not gonna sleep.
Can I touch you? But it was a long day. Well, it's nice to get it out of the way. For me personally, there was some people like to go on election day and vote, and that's probably fine as well. Take but you do run into, you can run into issues. There are very long lines. You don't want to avoid any, what people are saying. If there's trouble this year, I really don't think there will be. But you just never know.
Remember like when
but, whatever you
said
do,
we wouldn't last. I couldn't swallow my
Conrad,
pride.
That's what it's all about. So let's talk about in. The Badgers on Friday.
Yes.
That if they could get by Penn State and then manage to beat Oregon. Oregon is the number one thing in Michigan that should be considered for the year.
I'm
that's
wide
not going to happen. As it turns out, it was very
as long
difficult
as
to
it takes, I'm not going to sleep.
You know, it's been a terrible first quarter.
Take a look
indeed, but it was a good week weekend, a beautiful weekend.
Baby, I can't sleep.
And I realized that, here, I just want to get something off my chest before we go hard for you to show. We've got a great one. Folks, Adam Brody.
I'm not gonna sleep till I touch your face.
And I stopped by a store, I think after I left here Friday night, and I go in to get some aftershave. I get home and take it out of the box. Guess what it says on the camera? Post shave bomb! I wouldn't even have bought it. Why? Why are we complicating things? It's a post shave bomb. Even if you said aftershave bomb, it's the post shave bomb. It's so hard to say, it's so stupid. But the last time I buy their product. Unless they want to sponsor the show, then I will. So, I don't know. I know. Do I get...
And here I am.
Do I get wound up by little things like that?
I guess...
There you
yeah,
are.
I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't even noticed it probably this week. But...
Well, words are my thing. I mean, yeah. I have a writing background, and I just... And I've done a lot of freelance. I've written spots. Probably hire some goons.
Actually, use something from the they have some really good stuff.
I've fallen apart.
Ocean.
Just a word from you somehow seems to fix whatever's wrong.
Like a one.
Oh, you reach into the weakest moments and remind me that I'm.
You gotta get the ball rolling. And moving on, I'm excited too. I'm almost done with that movie. And it kicks up a notch. But you know what's bothering me a little bit? Vince Vaughn, in the face of danger, still being Vince Vaughn. Okay. I get that you're wisecracking the way you show.
Said you're on episode what, 8?
I'm an 8.5. Halfway to 10th episode.
Yeah, so I'm an episode. So how do you feel about the
It's okay. No, I don't mean that like, I mean, I think they could have done the season in 8 episodes, to be honest. But,
well, they did have a lot to. Why do I keep forgetting his name?
Yeah,
they could have,
right.
proud to be local radio. What's important to you is important to us.
Thank you so much.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
It is to the, you know.
Wow. My backpack fell off the chair. I thought there was an animal coming into the studio. I swear to God, I thought there was a dog or a coyote running in.
If you're on the stream, you saw that live.
That was insane.
That reaction, I thought there was like a little tiny spider over there or something.
Spiders, I don't mind. I don't like furry animals running around. In my defense, I have a backpack shaped like a dog. Whoa, that was creepy.
This street is haunted.
And supposedly, right? We learned that last Friday. But I think I applaud you for reading the book after you watch the show. But I also think it's a cop-out. I don't think when you buy the rights to a book and make it into a show, you don't have to stick to the book.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some contractual things there, but you can make it a better TV and book. They're different mediums. Make it good TV.
I wish I would have known that it was based on a book before I got to, like, episode 6.
Yeah.
So I kind of read the book first.
Right.
But, yeah, I definitely plan, because there's a second book that I'm going to read.
Second season of Bad Monkey?
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I have a Facebook friend. She will post a picture of herself. Everything she does. Just got back from the store, and it's kind of a half smile, and she's looking at the camera, and you can tell she doesn't want to show her teeth because it's like this toothless smile. And you know, she's an attractive woman, and I don't know what the deal is, but whether you're attractive or not, just smile. Like, but every picture she posts after she does something, here's me leaving the gala event, it's the same face. Here's me after an afternoon of voting. On Lake Michigan, same face. I don't understand why people do that. She could literally use the same picture for everything she posts.
Then it went to just changed the desk and made his request.
Outside. You know, they post 18,000 pictures of themselves. Basically, it's a very similar picture. Or here's my head tilted to the left. Here's a picture of me tilted to the right. Sometimes there'll be five offerings in one post. It's like, it's every angle of your face. I get that you did something. You could have just said that. You don't have to share a picture. Especially not a picture that looks like every other picture you put on Facebook.
Third grade romance. Get it.
I just... I love social media. And I go for social media. It's like, I love it that I can keep in touch with my friends. But that kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Third grade romance.
And I might be on that. It could only be listening. Got to tell you the question. Tonight's question. This is National Animation Day, folks. So let me get this out there before the break. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite cartoon or image? We've all watched cartoons. We love our animated shows or movies. What's your favorite? 855-752-4842. 855-757.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business?
Right after
if so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person has. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It's been said. A goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral Information Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral Information Service.
WRCO
Radio has been very fortunate over the years to have the local business community support us and keep us on the air. This WRCO History Moment is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. We look back at some of the past supporters of WRCO.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Wilson Supermarket, your red and white community store since 1924.
To talk entertainment, Todd forgot his battery pack.
You were running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per deal. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
Darren Bunn, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Best WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
That really didn't happen.
One would think your vehicle running at its best is easy with
GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and
Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Decor and more in Bosqueville, and now Open and Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More. Christmas open house, now in Bosqueville and Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More in Bosqueville, and now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More. Christmas open house, now in Bosqueville and Westby.
I don't mean to offend Eric. I probably am somewhat boomer. Thanks for the text, buddy. Tom from Berlin says he did not experience that, but show up.
You're like a cool breeze to a hot spell. You're like a long train to drive
I need some explanation there, Tom. Tom from the 414.
There's no use I've been trained.
Anna says, I meet Conrad. My favorite animated show is The Flintstones. Great choice, Anna. In reference to The Flintstones, there's a great movie called Night Shift. You'll like to see it. Mike Shift and Henry Undertakers. Writer. Very funny comedian and excellent writer. He's written on
WRCO Futurama. Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments. Futurama,
so I hope you can tune in that too.
Ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington. Hundreds of ballots were destroyed.
The Homeland Security Department has been warning
Jay Johnston to a year and a day in prison on his guilty plea to participating in January 6th, almost 4 years ago. Johnston was formerly a voice actor in Bob's Burgers cartoon. The Los Angeles Dodgers took a 3-0 series lead on the New York Yankees in Game 3 of the World Series, 4-2 the final. They can sweep the Yankees tonight. This is ABC News.
NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play. They couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. Road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today. Going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our
college football. The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time.
Right? You have a night game. It turns over quick.
And now we got to move on. That was part of the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of reload because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Steve Schwab. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Dean Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way, so he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Schwaba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near-record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station.
Lena Bloom with the Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Christian Bale is Howl. Interesting. keep coming. What is your favorite? Today is National Animation Day, so that's our question tonight. What is your favorite animated show or movie? It can be either. Let us know. 855-752-4802. Please be part of the show and rate it on the radio. Coming up at 7:05, my interview from yesterday with the OC actor and Nobody Wants This actor on the hit Netflix show Adam Brody. That's coming up at 7:05. At 7:20, we welcome Kierka and Steve Starry from Bern County Historical Society. We'll be here talking about a really cool 125th anniversary event tomorrow night, the Gala Affair. Studios, so that's always exciting. But right now, I'm excited to welcome some film festival talk on Tonight Light. We haven't done this in probably a week or so, and we're going to stay up to date with all the film festivals. Joining us now from WIGA Arts and the WIGA International Film Festival is Ian Teal. Ian, welcome to Tonight Light.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Thank you for taking the time. I don't know how film festival people do it, to be honest. To come on a show like this when you have a film festival right around the corner, I know there's so much to be taken care of. It looks like your film lineup is set, but I'm sure you're scrambling around with last-minute things like hotel rooms and guest accommodations and all that kind of stuff. So how's it going so far?
Good. Well, this is a big part of it, is getting the word out. Small town, you want to get as much attention as you can, so we called it the WIWIGA International Film Festival. We have to look for film, so this is the way to do it from all over the world. And we're in our 14th year, we're now doing four full-length programming.
She rolled in on 5-inch red heels, looking wound up as a hornet on four wheels. Everybody said, oh no, who invited his ex-girlfriend?
Nice.
She made a beeline straight to the bar. A little tornado brewing in the dark. Everybody said, look out, look out. We all know how it's gonna end. She's going on a champagne rampage. Just about to ruin that wedding. She's heard all about her. Someone tell the DJ to turn it up loud. Here he's coming on, it's on, it's on. Right there on the dance floor, crowds started yelling. Mark the bride threw an uppercut. Daddy couldn't break him up. She's going on a champagne rampage. Just about to ruin that party. She's hitting them bubbles, bound to have trouble. Need the maid of honor on the double. What you call the girl made okay.
Sure, they are going on a champagne rampage. No, but regret down the way. How abusive is it?
think it's in my nature. So,
hi, this is Ron Brisbois. As an alum of Ithaca and a father of two recent Ithaca grads, I also serve as an economic development professional in Southwest Wisconsin. We need to continue to educate our youth to become our future leaders and workforce. I ask that you vote yes on the referendum this fall.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by B.W. Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Bosqueville. Grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile One, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Bosqueville today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh.
For sure.
On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067. Furniture Decor and More in Bosqueville, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Bosqueville and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Bosqueville, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Bosqueville. And Westby.
That's great. You sound like the exact type of guy that should be running the festival. You obviously have great respect for craft, whether it's theater, movies, even creating. I love that you said you created a theater in the village just out of a small converted space. Those tend to be, or at least when I was younger, I loved
Carroll County's
like
pointed out as kind of square.
At times of weirdness,
the biggest
but
thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event.
So
what we all call the Carroll County accident.
Year to year? Do you ever have the wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter
Browning lost his life for a time.
Tell us a little bit about your approach.
It seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Walter Browning was a happy married man. And he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went.
He lost it
in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen testified he flagged her down. Said he was sick and could she drive him into town. No one even doubted what she said was true. Cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest. The bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen. Behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band.
That's sort of our
and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant. The truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night, I dropped the ring into a well. And took a sacred oath that I would never tell. The truth about the Carroll County accident. Cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
First name's Bill. Anyhow, Bill, he's a professor at writing a book about Robert Block. And so he's going to use the introduction to So I could have gone on it. But you asked the question was, what do I look for?
Come on and let's do something crazy.
I think number one is a good story.
Down in order
story new. Because we see, you know, we watch hundreds of books every year.
I want to see bare feet on my dash. Bad wind blowing your helmet. Slide across that seat. Set real close.
But what we, what, you know,
baby, let's
what attracts
go.
Us is something new. A new bit of story.
After he got done being unhappy with you about a million wages months ago.
Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
Will you dress up for Halloween? Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener.
A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years had passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, so you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center.
Thank you.
time, but you know, like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. Actually, these filmmakers, speaking of shorts, these four coming for their shorts. Yeah, that's the thing with shorts. You know, some of these shorts are wonderful.
Yeah.
And a 10 or 20 minute thing, you know, they can make you cry, they can make you laugh. And there's this excellent, a lot of these are calling cards, you know, like, look, I'm going to make this.
I do a lot of work at the Wisconsin Film Festival and had the opportunity to see it, I want to say, a couple years ago, maybe, and I was just... And I had seen their previous film, the Lake Michigan Monster.
Yeah, they are Lake Michigan Monster. Yeah, you kept we love Lake Michigan Monster. When I saw they had this, they said, hey, guys, can I show this shirt? And, yeah, it's amazing what they do. And now they've, like, got national fame. I can't wait to see what these guys do with the budget. Because they've done amazing things.
Yeah. It's
budget.
Incredible.
It's incredibly creative.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, that's the MTS Director of the Wyoming International Film Festival. And folks, I cannot stress enough how great it is to see you in that room. We're seeing a bunch of great short films. Definitely give it a try. And Wyoming has a great reputation. It's like 30 minutes. Alright, my Adam, my interview with Adam Brody,
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.